Thank you very much, President. We welcome the draft political declaration that you've prepared. It's a very strong draft that we can refine together as we approach Siem Reap. We think it is, as you've said, President, a fair approach, and in fact, I would say an elegant solution, the way in which you have addressed the 2025 target by reference now to the sixth review conference. Thank you.
Thank you.
Made to further align the political declaration draft with the action plan. And we have several specific suggestions, if I might add, just now. In the first paragraph, President, we would recommend adding the words "and other explosive remnants of war" within the first sentence, such that part of the sentence would now read, "Reaffirm our unwavering commitment to put an end to the suffering and casualties caused by anti-personnel mines and other explosive remnants of war." The reason for this, President, is that we see this as an important way to refer holistically to the challenge that we all face together as supporters of the Convention. Secondly, in the last sentence of paragraph 9, we could be clearer and bolder in our ambition by declaring that we, and I'll start reading from the text and highlight where I would suggest an addition, by declaring that we will explore new mechanisms for fostering cooperation so that no state is left behind. Full stop. Just to be clearer and bolder in that ambition there. And finally, President, with regard to paragraph 10, and I echo other comments that have been made in the context of the action plan and also in the context of the political declaration now, that we very much welcome the reference to the Women, Peace and Security agenda. To strengthen that reference, we'd suggest that the reference be capitalised and also not restricted to the UN Security Council resolution currently referred to, thus by removing that UNSC resolution reference, we would be able to recognise the importance of full implementation of the WPS agenda as a whole. I thank you.